Hi, it's Greg Shea, and I'm here with my co-author, Rob Gunther. We wrote your job survival guide, A Manual for Thriving in Change. And this is the first of four podcasts that we're putting together to introduce you to the book. The first of these podcasts is to talk about the metaphor, actually the two metaphors that dominate the book, or the framework for the book. The first metaphor is the metaphor of permanent whitewater, which draws on Peter Vail's phrase, and we elaborate that fully to talk about a world that is relentless in the churning of change. That's the change driven by globalization, by changes in the marketplace, by changes in the financial markets, by technology. This set of changes drives changes inside of organizations. So the environment itself has become this relentless change, not change that comes and goes, not a steady state without change, but rather change itself, paradoxically enough, is the constant. So that's the first of the two major metaphors in the book, is this notion that we're in permanent whitewater. The second notion is, if that's the condition of the world, then what's the right way to talk about how best to deal with that? And here we use the image of a kayaker, a kayak being a vessel that is particularly suited for moving through whitewater, and in this case, permanent whitewater. My co-author Rob is here to talk a bit about what a kayaker might look like as opposed to the more traditional way of how we think about moving across water, which is more the ocean liner move.
So this is a different environment. And most of us grew up in environments that were more stable, or we thought were more stable anyway. And the metaphor that we use in the book is that most of us grew up thinking like sailors on an ocean liner. Everybody just does their job. You're in this big, easy, secure environment. And there's a same pace to things. And as long as everybody does their job within that organization, the whole thing stays on track. And then all of a sudden, one day, it's sort of like the Titanic runs into the iceberg. The whole thing changes. And then doing your job on that ocean liner, thinking like a sailor, no longer makes any sense in the new environment. Everybody's racing toward the side, lowering lifeboats, and it's a very, very dangerous and difficult environment. And so the story that we use in the book is, what if there were an Eskimo on the Titanic when it hit the iceberg? Maybe he had come down with a polar explorer from the poles, and he was on his way to New York to make a presentation at the Geographic Society, totally out of place while he's in the big ballroom in the ocean liner. But when it hits the iceberg, he knows exactly what to do because he has a whole different mindset. He looks at the world in a different way. And he wouldn't have gone on the open seas without his kayak. So when the ocean liner hits the iceberg, he hops into his kayak, puts on his spray skirt, grabs his paddle, and seal launches over the side and paddles off. And he may join his so-called civilized companions again, or he may just paddle off and do some hunting. But he has the equipment, he has the mindset, and he has the skills to succeed in this environment, not just to survive something like that, a crash, but also to thrive in that environment. This is what he's used to. This is how he lives. And in our book, we lay out a set of strategies that are involved in, that describe ways that you can shift your mindset from thinking like this sailor in this stable environment to developing the mindset and the skills that you need for this new environment, which is an environment of permanent whitewater. Change doesn't stop. It just keeps going one thing after another. And so you need an entirely new way of thinking and a new set of skills to succeed in this environment.
And one brief example to illustrate both the organizational but also the personal consequences of not taking in these metaphors and with them the acknowledgement of both the changed world, the changing world, and the need for a different set of skills and with a different mindset to deal with them is the following. I have a friend who's a senior executive in a pharmaceutical company, and he was looking at the book just a couple of weeks ago and came to this section about the taking in that you had to in particular provide your own pacing, and you had to understand that you were in a world that had a different set of demands, and you had to impose your own controls onto that world as if you had your own governor. And the story that he tells, he's in the midst of firing his second manager and going into, in effect, performance management, performance counseling with a third. And here was the way he summarized it. He said, they think that the way to deal with our world is to continually to put in 80-hour work weeks. And the problem is, when they're putting in 80-hour work weeks, they're working at 70 or 80% of what they're capable of doing, and the quality of the work shows that. So he said, what I want from them is I want 45 hours of them at 100%. I don't want 75 or 80 or 85 hours of them at 80%. And it's painful to watch young people who are entering managerial ranks not understand that that's what they need to do, not just for today, but for their performance over time and for the benefit both of the organization and of their careers. So that would be a very specific example of people not making this adjustment, young people, and who are paying both them, the organization, and the people who care most about them, will pay a very significant price for not having taken in that they're in a different world that requires a different set of skills. In our next podcast, we'll go further into some of the overview of the book, and then we'll talk about several chapters in particular that have to do with specific skills and adjustments. Hope you'll be joining us again.